This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session today. That's right, hour two. Hour one in the can, hour two. We're starting on now. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. It's the only way to be. It really, truly is the only way to make this happen. You know, otherwise, you're screaming what they're screaming. You have no real understanding of what's going on. We were, again, this shows you why. God, stop sending your kids to these Ivy League schools, sweet Jesus. They're killing these kids. They're mentally killing these kids. Right? Harvard and Yale law professors, they want to shred the U.S. Constitution. I have been through this so many times. And frankly, I'm just going to say it shows you how dull they are. Right? Shows you how much they actually don't know. Why are they called professors? Why are they teaching at Harvard? My God. Go look up the original intent to Harvard, what it was all about. The law professors are suggesting that the U.S. Constitution is no longer needed for American society, which they apparently believe would be better off if its majority could write its own laws. Yeah, no. Our founding fathers knew that didn't work. And if you look, truly look at real history over the years, right? Mob rule has never worked. It don't last long. And you truly have the people with the power. Power doesn't go to the people. It's the people with the power are the ones that win. The ones that get what they want. It's in a commentary to the New York Times that Ryan Durfler of Harvard and Samuel Moyen of Yale, you know, they say, that's it. We're done. The real need is not to reclaim the Constitution, as many have said, but instead to reclaim America from the Constitution. Really? Wow. It's the Constitution that protects them from saying those things. What happens if the Republicans are in power and we decide stuff like that is treasonous and you'll die? Well, the Constitution won't let us do that. They make claims that the Constitution is broken, undemocratic. It was never meant to be democratic, you moron, and you're a professor? That's scary. They say it's hindering real freedom, real democracy. I don't know how. Make the case. Real freedom means that I can look at you at any given point in time, any place, and call you a flaming moron and not get killed because you're the best friend of the prime minister or whoever. They're writing headline, the Constitution is broken, should not be reclaimed, explained that their premise was that when liberals lose at the Supreme Court, such as in the recent Dobbs decision, assigning regulation of abortion to the states, they blame the result on misreading of the Constitution. What, that the states have every power not specifically named in the Constitution? You mean that one? But they charge it struggling over the Constitution has provided a dead end. It should be reclaimed. Now, the college teacher said that the idea of the constitutionalism is that there needs to be some higher law that is more difficult to change than the rest of the legal order. Having a constitution is about setting more sacrosanct rules than ones that let it... No, that's so untrue. He's a professor. He must know what he's talking about, but he's wrong. He's dead wrong. Right? And it's not a higher law. Yeah, it... Look... Yes, it is the law of the land as a whole. It is difficult, but far from impossible to change. And the reason behind it was, they knew that society would change to a degree. You want to ban guns? It's not a problem. It's an amendment. If the majority of this country wants to ban guns, so be it. It will happen. If the majority of this country wants... term limits, it can happen. All with the amendment process where we, the people, get to chime in. We get to vote. We get to decide. They don't like that. Think about this. They want the legislators to decide. They want the legislators to decide what the laws are from day to day, change them on a whim. Can you imagine when the Dems get in and they have full power like they have now? I would not be on the air. I couldn't be on the air. Guaranteed money. But they don't care. That's not the goal. The goal is to have total control. That's the goal. They all go on to say that national constitutions have been associated with some set of basic freedoms and values that transient majorities might otherwise trample. A reporter at Breitbart also explains that the two believe that even though the progressives have tried to reclaim this document for years, they've got agonizing little to show for their work. Why? Because the people don't agree with you. That's why. It's doing exactly what it was meant to do, which means people, we the people here in this country are the ones that are allowed to decide. See, they keep coming at this thing like they have all the power and they allow us to have things. Our founding fathers were 180 degrees from that. Their mindset was, God gives it to us, we turn around by his grace, and we give the representatives the right to represent us, our needs, our wants, not theirs. All right, I got to go calm down. Jump into your house. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes. I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want. one.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
Oh, come on. You like that. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You are listening to Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Or, make it even easier, you can check out the website, joemessina.com, joemessina.com. All right. The, what the heck was I talking about? Oh, yeah, that's right. We're talking about the, you know, seriously, what is going on with these law professors who think that wiping out the Constitution is the way to go. They don't really believe that. They only believe that wiping out the Constitution is a way for them to get what they want. To turn this into a communist society, if you would. You know, and both of them believe that the Constitution is what's stopping their progressive ideas. You know what? They are. Thank God. Thank you, Jesus. Seriously. They explained they would like a system where they would not have to check with the Constitution in order to get their way. Wow. Yeah, we're right. We know we're right. We're in the majority, so therefore we're going to make you suffer. And think about it. If they got to do that, they could change the election laws to go the way they wanted them to go. Right? They could change the hate law. They could change who gets to speak, who doesn't get to speak, what freedom of speech is, isn't, who gets to have guns, who doesn't. Go through the whole thing. You need to go through this whole thing in your brain and really work it through. Think about the effect that this would have in the end run. Go on to say it would be far better if liberal legislators could simply make a case for abortion and labor rights on their own merits without having to bother with the Constitution. That pesky thing that's always in, seems to always be in the way. Changes should be allowed to be done more easily, they said. And one way to do it would be to pack the nation with states. As liberals already have suggested, packing the Supreme Court with leftist judges. So lefties would always win. One way to get this done, one way to get this more democratic world is to pack the union with new states. Doing so would allow Americans then to use the formal amendment process to alter the basic rules. I mean, it's just amazing, right? They say that the deadlocks that the Constitution puts in place are false and they're only made to support a more conservative mindset. Right. Now, they didn't address any sort of protections. No, not a one. Because in their minds, right, the Constitution doesn't provide any protections. And the fact that, you know what, anybody in the majority could easily violate their rights. See, they never really think about this until the crap hits the fan. When they removed the filibuster for judges or the 60-vote rule for judges, now, you know, McConnell had the right idea. He said, look, guys, you don't want to do this. This will blow up. We will be back in power at some time. And it did. It blew up on the Democrats, just like we said it would. They appeared not to address any sort of protections for blocks of minority voters. The possibility that minorities could randomly violate rights at will. Or their rights could be violated at will. To blame the foggy past on some concepts or realities in the Constitution suggests that Congress could openly defy the document. You know, the fun thing about it is, again, you have the amendment process. They could fix it. They could change things. They just have to make a case, and the American people know what they're like, don't they? A politics of an American future like this would make clear our ability to engage in constant reinvention of society under our own power, without the illusion that the past stands in the way. I mean, again, they consider the Constitution a document of the past, right? Like what? What in there is a document of the past? What in there are protections that you don't want? No, come on, give it some real thought. You know, illegal search and seizure, why is that so bad? Somebody can't be put in jail for no reason at all or be held for no reason. And even if they're held, you have to give them a right to get out. You have to give them a right to post bail. You have to give them a right to find a way to free themselves, even temporarily. Right? Not cool. Not good. So, you know, not in their eyes anyway. And that's why they want to change it. That's why they want to make it different. Again, 855, give me an idea. They already do it, right? I mean, you think about it, they already do it. There was a white special needs student that was brutally beat by, was it one? Black teens in Memphis. All right? Should this be a hate crime? It's a white kid, so I doubt they'll look at it that way. But should it be classified as a hate crime? The a gang of black young people brutally beat a white special needs student outside of Memphis High School while a crowd of onlookers did nothing to stop either, which seems to be the event of the day. It's like, oh, should I whip out my phone and take a picture of this, or should I say something? Should I go? But we were always taught, you know what? You jump in. I mean, unless the guy's got some kind of submachine gun or, you know, throwing two machetes around. Yeah, okay. Local news source, they obtained exclusive video of the beating. It shows as many as five black young people surrounding the victim, delivering punches and kicks to the child's body and head. Really? Is this really what we come to? We're such animals now. We'll watch somebody get the tar beat out of them, and we don't care. Right? Now, I was scared. I was confused. I didn't know what to do. That was according to Martin Giesler, to a local Memphis television outlet. They kicked my head. They stomped my head. They just kicked me all over. For some reason, the local television affiliate did not mention the skin color of the attackers. Of course not. That would be racist to do that, don't you know? They also buried the fact that the young man is a special needs student. Had this been a case of five white people attacking a black special, oh, you know, this was a 7x24 about white supremacy, white supremacists, racists, how bad Memphis is. Right? Wouldn't it? 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Give a holler. Would love to know your thoughts. We'll be right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Former President Trump wants a special master to review documents seized earlier this month by the FBI at his Florida estate. He also wants a federal judge to stop the Justice Department from continuing a document review until that happens. Lawyers argue that a special master is necessary to protect Trump's constitutional rights. The search warrant executed on Mar-a-Lago that was released to the public showed that investigators are seeking whether Trump broke the law after classified documents were taken from the White House to his mansion instead of being filed with the National Archives. Meanwhile, the federal magistrate judge who approved the search warrant is lowering expectations about how much of the search warrant affidavit, if any, is released. Several media organizations have filed a motion seeking its disclosure. Tech companies sunk Wall Street on Monday. The Dow lost 643 points. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Film Seeker host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Come on, write it down. You know it's by heart. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. Really that simple. Right? No problem. Again, I say, get involved. Get engaged. Simply be part of the solution. That's really what it boils down to. Always appreciate the time you spend with me again. We're talking about the, it never stops, right? How a white special needs kid was brutally beaten up by a group of black teens, but yet their color was never mentioned. I'm just trying to understand why. Right? Looks like it could be a hate crime. A white special needs kid. I mean, just think it through. Why isn't this being brought up as a hate crime? Where's the outrage? Why isn't the headline, five black men beat white special needs male? I mean, you can't be more cowardly than that, can you? Only black people can be victims. Only white people can be racist. It's amazing. They only jumped him because he's white and an easy target. That's a hate crime, right? That's a hate crime. Parents and children should be held responsible. That means the kid's in jail, parents playing a big old fine. There's got to be some pain here. If there's no pain, nothing changes. If it's a free-for-all, nothing changes. Right? And they're not gonna label this as a hate crime since the victim is white. Now, I guarantee you, if it was switched, it would be a hate crime. That simple. Brenda Pope, the mother of Martin, told a television station in an exclusive interview that her son was attacked while walking home from his high school. See, my kids are now scared to go to school. No way for a child to be. It's not like he bullied anybody. Not like he deserved it in any way. But what you've done is you set a precedent that black folks, for all intents and purposes, they're entitled to blank, whatever blank is. They can beat up, they can steal, they can rob, they can do whatever they want to do, and it's okay. And the you know, we're hearing and seeing about this, but it's a minority of the black community that's doing this. It's a minority of the black community that are acting like thugs and animals. Right? Not the black minority community. It's a minority in the black community. Look, I went to church, I think, probably about 16 years. And let's just put it this way. The church had an attendance of about 6,000 people. When you walked into church, you knew exactly where I was sitting. How's that? Okay? Were the racists in the congregation? Yeah, of course there were. Even the pastor called them out at times. Black pastor, mind you. Even he called them out at times. But 99.9% of those people were loving, caring, helpful, non-racist. Seriously, no joke. And they didn't do it to be good because they were at church. They were like that even in private. So that's why I say to you, in spending a good chunk of my life, if you would, around blacks and Hispanics and others, God, I don't think, I know this isn't the way to do this, but I'm beating my brains out right now. I don't think I've actually sat under a white pastor in forever. And it's not like I go looking for them because they're more colorful or I like the way they preach. I've just been, for years, I've been under either a black or Hispanic pastors. It's kind of interesting. Never really thought about it. See, if you it's like anything else. If you truly go to church because you want to be taught the Word of God, what does it matter what color the person teaching is? How fat, how thin, how tall, how short? Does it? Like anything else. If I go to a good, if I want a good dentist, I don't care what color they are. I don't care what size they are. I don't care about any of that stuff. She goes on to say, which is disgusting, that her kids are now afraid to go to school. Now, the district says that there's nothing they can do about it because the attack happened off campus. They are right to a degree because of the way the laws are written. They can't do anything about it. They can provide a little more protection for the kid. The police can, you know, watch that area a little bit more for a while. Now, there has been a report filed. We'll see what happens. But the report only shows it's an act of intimidation. How does that help? So, you know, the school district's response to all of this, God bless these people for not thinking, well, it was unfortunate that a kid was jumped from behind and beaten by a mob of thugs. God. Yes, it was unfortunate. How would you like it if your daughter was beat by a gang of thugs or worse? Would you still have used the word unfortunate? Boy, I hope to God not. Really. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The Antifa, God, these godless, soulless, godless, evil peoples. Antifa, they attacked a preacher, they threw his Bible in the toilet. So much for love Trump's hate, huh? An evangelical from Seattle was allegedly assaulted by Antifa. Oh, not allegedly, for sure. Did you see the video? But he was the one who got arrested. That's right. Leftists destroyed Matthew Melky's Bibles, tore up pages, kicked them around, and even threw one into a public toilet. That's according to the executive director for the Center for Religion. He simply reads the Bible. He's not an aggressive evangelist. He was assaulted in one case at an abortion rally, and in another case, at a pride rally. He was a victim, but the Seattle Police Department, when they came out, they keep arresting him. He was actually the one who was arrested. I mean, think about this. So now they're suing the city of Seattle It shouldn't happen to anybody. It shouldn't happen again. So I guess when you take another person's religious material, that's not a hate crime. Imagine if this person was Muslim and you took the Quran away from them, ripped it up in front of them. Boy, that would be a hate crime. That would be worldwide news now, wouldn't it? He was a victim of assault. He was the one who was arrested by the police. The police said he was a risk to public safety. That's a new catch-all. I've heard that a bunch of times now from the state of Washington. You know, the police up there. This is what they're using. But it was the other people who were yelling at him, screaming, harassing him. You can see it in the video and in the footage of the video. He's got a sign where he's teaching that simply says, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the light. Why is that so bad? And I can't play this because I don't know. Maybe I'll play it during the break. I'll listen to it and see what it says. All right? Police didn't intervene with the, Matt Teen Jesus and other street preachers at the Tacoma Pride. The Spanish-speaking church was also present. Officers were well aware of the First Amendment rights to religious beliefs on public property. Even the hostile crowd. So it's really interesting in watching what's happening. If these kids, I don't know. If it was a different issue, pro-abortion, nothing would have happened, right? Now the police arrested the preacher, but didn't really charge him with anything. So, you know, cities like Seattle, because of all the political pressure, the city administration and the police administration are likely to arrest someone like this pastor for exercising his constitutional rights than anything else. It's quite amazing. No, really, very amazing. There are completely nude men and women walking around a small city with children. Or walking around a city with small children. But even though public nudity is illegal, people let it go. So I'm seeing your host. We'll be right back.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. It's stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Oh, come on. Did you dander up a little bit, huh? Anyway, Joe, Senior Host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. 5563, you got to get involved. You got to get engaged. You got to make sure that you have a clue. That always helps. It's always good. Again, 855-REAL-JOE. Look, I know you people get irritated with me when I do stuff like this, but, you know, think about it. You need to be informed. Otherwise, you do sound like exactly like the people you don't like. And you'll say, because they're ignorant, they don't know, they don't know what they're doing, they don't know what they're talking about. Well, how are you going to convince me that you do? Why should I listen to you? What do you listen to? What are you studying? What are you thinking about? You know what I mean? Again, I say, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. Now, this woman I've seen on several stations, about her escapades and what she's done. She, hold on, let me check. Yeah, okay, I think I can do this. All right. So, anyway, the this is a video from Boston Children's Hospital. Now, not only do they not want you to see it, but it's amazing about the amount of lies there are in it and so much more. So take a listen. This is off of Ben Shapiro's site. You should be able to get this as well. And have a listen to what she has to say. If it doesn't floor you, you got nothing.
I didn't know that they are transgender from the moment that they have any ability to express themselves. And parents will often tell us this. We have...
So if a parent tells you that a kid knows that from the minute he's born, or right thereabouts, somehow in little baby speak in between the cries, little Johnny becomes little Janie and says so? Is that what happens?
Parents who tell us that their kids, they knew from the minute they were born practically, and actions like refusing to get a haircut or standing to urinate, trying to stand to urinate, refusing to stand to urinate, trying on siblings' clothing, playing.
And she's giggling through all that. She thinks that's hilarious. Right? That makes them so funny. Because that's how serious it is. And every kid, does that mean that every kid who tries on a sibling's of a different gender clothing means they might be them? Right? Does that mean every girl who decides to stand to pee means that she wants to be a boy? You know, I grew up in New England. Kind of hard for a girl to sit in the cold and the snow when she had to pee. You see what they're doing this? They're twisting themselves like pretzels to make this make sense. And the funny thing about it is that Boston Children's Hospital, who pushes this kind of stuff and tries to actually tell you that the hormone blockers won't damage the kids. It's a lie out of the pit of hell. That's how bad it is. Really. It's not true. You cannot stop the hormone process, restart it 5 years later, and think it's going to pick up where it left off, because it's not. These kids are having trouble later on in life, period. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to let them do it either. Sickening.
With the, quote, opposite gender, toys, things like that.
They knew this from the...
So does that mean that my daughter who played with G.I. Joes, we should have had her operated on? We should have had her given her hormone blockers? Really, should we have done that to her? I don't think so. I think what these people are peddling is sick. I think it's wrong. I think it's detrimental. I think it's damaging. It's just wrong. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And they're labeling tomboys. Labeling tomboys as boys, so they can go ahead and do the operation they want to do the process or the procedure that they want to do. It's terrible. And it's so not right. In all sincerity and seriousness, it's still not right. We were doing a story earlier about New York giving rooms to the illegals coming over. And what's his name? Abbott is driving them up there and, you know, dropping them off. So they're putting them in high-end, you know, empty hotel rooms. Now, one person, he said, look, if these rooms are empty and they don't look like they'd be full anytime soon, why not let the homeless fill them? Really? So you want to let the homeless fill a room that usually runs $1,100 a night plus. How many are you going to put in there? Will there be any damage? Who's going to pay for the damage? I'm not saying they're all going to rip the place up, but I'm asking. If there is damage, who pays for it? Who pays for the cleaning of the room? City going to do that? How are you going to have some very high-end paying clients on the same floor as a bunch of homeless folks? Just curious. Think about all the money they're spending on this. Think about all the money they're spending putting illegal immigrants up in hotels, feeding them, providing medical care, and all of that. And what they could spend just fixing the border. and stop all this and stop spending this money. And then we can take that money and actually give it to the veterans or spend it on the veterans to make sure they're being taken care of. They're not living in the streets. They're getting the medical help they need. God forbid we do anything. Can I mention God? Is that we're good? Okay, cool. I love it. Now, Mayor Eric Adams is trying to secure over 6,000 hotel rooms to house these people coming over the border. Not the ones in his own street. Not the ones that need really, you know, lots of help. No, 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 no. Just the ones that Abbott's dropping off. So, if you live in New York or you're homeless in New York, my suggestion is you learn Spanish quickly. You go down to Texas, okay? You hang around there where the buses are. You speak very, very broken English or bad Spanish, one of the two. And when they say, who wants to go to New York, you raise your hand. They'll bus you to New York where you'll probably get, you know, a 5 or 6 star hotel room for free. Right? Wouldn't it be cool? I mean, it's like backwards day all over the place. A fellow by the name of Chris, he's a tourist from Illinois. He's staying at the Roe Hotel. He told Fox News that he sympathizes with the residents struggling to pay rent and now must see their taxpayers, their dollars, go to providing housing for illegal immigrants. So their tax dollars are going to go to helping somebody else be in the same hotel they're in or wherever. You got to love it. They're going to put them somewhere. I understand that, he said. But I still think that we need to have some kind of control over our borders, some kind of plan of action. What's the long-term goal? How long are they going to be at the hotel? Don't you love it? Rents in the city, in New York City, are skyrocketing. They're out of control. And because of that, now think about something. So the rents are skyrocketing. They're out of control. Which means people can't afford to live there, so now they're out on the street. They're sleeping on the streets. I mean, anybody see a, you know, a commonality here? The median rent price in Manhattan is $4,100 a month. All right, this is, I don't even know if this is for one bedroom or not. Median rental, it doesn't say. Right? And more than 50,000 homeless people slept in New York City shelters each night in June alone. That's according to Coalition for the Homeless. You go on to say, you got homeless people that are living here that should be taken care of before the immigrants. You've got veterans that should be taken care of before the immigrants. So go on. And you veterans that keep voting for Joey B as he's not taking care of your people, good luck to you. Smart move. He goes on to say, I just feel like there's enough people here who are, you know, from a country that needs to support themselves. But another person who was visiting from Cincinnati said, America should strive to be kind of a country that helps other people. How about their own people first? It's not fair to anyone with rent how expensive it is, she said. But New York is also a place where it's for everyone. I love this. So landlords should decide what the rents are. People should. Can you imagine going into a hotel room or an apartment building and you tell the guy, hey, you know what? I'll give you $1,500 a month. What are you talking about? I get $4,000 for this. Yeah, not anymore. I'm going to pay you $1,500. Right? I mean, one woman says, well, it's a city where anyone can belong, and it's a good entry point for many. So I guess I'm okay with it because it's a great place for them to get a start. Nothing about who's paying for it, what it costs. How you're really truly helping these people or not. It was honestly, when people are in need, you have to pull all stops to help them out. To what end? How many times? They come here illegally, let them take a shower, put them on a plane, go back. Can't afford it, people. It's nothing to do with compassion. And everything in the world to do, does my family get to starve? Do people pay taxes for 20 years get to starve? I don't think so. Joe Bettini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more of me coming up in the next hour.